Daniel 2 verse 40, and the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron. This has got to do with Rome. And I'll show you now why. But this kingdom will be as strong as iron. Just for interest's sake, if you look into history and you look at the weaponry, the outfits, the armor of Greece, you'll see that it was mostly bronze. And if you look at the armor of Rome, you'll see that it was, interestingly, mostly iron. These are two images from that time, one from Greece, one from Rome, depicting the layout of their defenses. The legs of iron which proceed from the hips of Greece or the hips of bronze, King Alexander the Great, are the legs of Rome from approximately 168 BC to 476 AD, a very long period in time, a very, very powerful kingdom. Let's look for a moment again outside the Bible and check whether extra-biblical information supports what the Bible says. Edward Gibbon, who's a normal historian, he writes in the book The History and Decline of the Fall of the Roman Empire, he says, "The images of gold or silver or brass that might serve to represent the nations and their kings were successively broken by the iron monarchy of Rome." History supporting Daniel in the Word of God. Second century, this is approximately 100 years after the birth of Christ, 100 to 200 years after the birth of Christ, Hippolytus, who's one of the Ante-Nicene fathers, wrote the following that was written on volume 5, page 210. "Rejoice, blessed Daniel, thou hast not been in error. Already the iron rules." So in his time, Hippolytus, in his time, he can see that iron is ruling. And he can see that the fulfillment of Daniel's prophecy of the legs of iron had come to fruition. Fantastic how you can identify where you are in the stream of time. And the Roman kingdom continued from about 168 BC to 476 AD. Very powerful kingdom, very scary kingdom. A lot of things that took place, which we'll get into later lectures, but quite phenomenal to see how the Lord identified what was going to happen in future.